it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm asking you guys this question. This is the first time in a while I think you can say that the team that the Chiefs are playing is better than they are. I don't think that's a dispute at this point. You cannot argue that after the Super Bowl. I don't think you can argue that after week one. I don't think you can look at the roster of these two teams and come away with the conclusion that the Chiefs are better than the Eagles. Now, that doesn't mean they can't win the game, but just on paper, I think the Eagles have the advantage in this matchup. I'm asking you guys the question, how do you think the Chiefs win this game? How do you think the game plays itself out? What style are we talking about? To me, the answer is simple. If this game turns into a shootout or a track meet, I don't think the Kansas City has the offensive weapons to potentially win that matchup. Look at the running back advantage that Philadelphia has. Look at the wide receiver advantage. I think that Philadelphia has the better offensive line. If this game is going to be played in the high 20s or 30s, I just don't think that's a game that Kansas City is equipped to win. Not at this stage in the season. They can be at the end of the year. You get back Worthy, you get back Rice, you get back your main pieces, you implement a couple of things into the offense, maybe you get something from Elijah Mitchell, Breshard Smith could be a different player at the end of the season, you get Jalen Royals back. Like, you can certainly convince me that the Chiefs offense is going to look worlds better than what they looked last Friday against the Los Angeles Chargers. You can't really convince me of that heading into this matchup. If the Chiefs are able to win this game, to me, they win this because they have a top five defense in the league. They win this because their defense is the best unit on the field. And I think that that's possible in this matchup. I don't think Philadelphia's defense is the same as it was last year. You don't have Brandon Graham. You have some weaknesses at corner. You are a different defense, still a very talented defense, but not the same defense that you had last year. If you are looking at Chiefs offense, Eagles offense, same thing on defense, I think there's a chance that the Chiefs defense can play the well out of all four of those units. If that's the case, then that's a game that Kansas City wins. But if this game is going to be a 31-27 game, I just don't think that Kansas City has the horses right now to win that game, not against Philadelphia. There are some teams they could win that against. They just don't have the horses to keep up with that team. Not with the team that has the best running back in the National Football League and the best 1-2 at wide receiver. I just don't think they're equipped to win a shootout. They need to win a grinded out 24-17 game. They need to win the turnover battle if they want to win this. They got to get off the field on third down better than they did on Friday. I think that's the game script for a Chiefs win.
I'm not necessarily saying you're wrong, because me and you have disagreed all week on what's the bigger concern, offense or defense. You say the key to winning on Sunday is the Chiefs defense get back to a top five unit in the NFL. Are we sure they can get back to that being what that is? Like, if we were to look at the talent on the field, yes, they can. But the one game they played this year, it wasn't like, hey, they got a few bad breaks. Hey, a tip ball went the wrong direction, you know, short field. It wasn't like, hey, a couple bad mistakes put them in a bad spot. The Chiefs defense looked overmatched against the Chargers at times. And while I agree with you, this Eagles defense is not the same Eagles defense of last year, this Eagles offense is largely the same. And I would say it's better than the Chargers offense. Are you saying the only way for them to win is to get back that top five defensive unit? Can that defense get back to that? The names on the back of their jerseys say yes, but there's nothing I've seen in 2025 on the field that screams that's a top five unit in the sport.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think we're talking from a very limited sample size. The reason I think that that's possible is what you have at pass rush. You have Chris Jones on your team. You have George Karloftis on your team. You have Charles Aminahu on that team. So it's really an argument of chicken or the egg. Are we talking about a defense that's going to get pressure and get after the other team's quarterback and cause disruption? Because the two things we haven't seen them do, I guess, in the last two games, again, talking about a very limited sample size, has just been, can you get home with your pass rush? I just refuse to believe that a month ago we were all patting the Chiefs on the back about how smart that George Karlaftis deal is and Chris Jones is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and now we don't trust their defensive line and don't think they can get after the other team's quarterback and can win those matchups. To me, that's how they win. I know it's not a sexy thing to talk about. It's not the greatest sports talk radio topic in the world, but they got dominated on both sides of the line of scrimmage last year in the Super Bowl. I know all the focus is on Joe Tooney and the changes that you had at left tackle. They didn't get good pressure. They didn't win up front. So with no Landon Dickerson in this matchup, a lot more time for Charles Omenihu to get healthy and be a positive producer on this team. You got to win this game up front. You got to win it with pressure. You got to be willing to win a fist fight in the middle of the street. That's what I think the Chiefs defense needs to turn this into.
I agree with you on that's what this game needs to turn into if the Chiefs are going to win. I just worry, and you're 1,000% correct, it is limited sample size. Like, it is the smallest of sample sizes because it is exactly one football game. That's a very small sample size. But we've been wrong before. We've said things in the offseason like, watch out for X, and it goes the opposite direction we imagine. The prognosticators have been wrong before, and the one game of football I watched, again, I'm admitting, small sample size, that pass rush we applauded in June didn't exist. Against a middle-tier, maybe worse, offensive line. That secondary that we said, oh, they got dogs. I mean, they can be a real problem for people. They weren't organized. They were lost at times, again, in the one game. The linebacking core, which is the exact same linebacking core from last year. Nick Bolton got a new contract. Drew Twinkle's got a new contract a couple years ago. Leo Chenal is in line to get a new contract. They couldn't cover tight ends. People you've never heard of at tight end for the Chargers running wide, blanking open. So I get what you're saying. I think the names on the back of the jerseys, their Madden ratings, everything we said in June, July, and August that this defense can be true. But I'm not as confident that if it's a grinded-out slugfest, the Chiefs are the superior team, because in the one game where I felt like, oh, the defense will hit the ground running, boy, they did not hit the ground running, and this Eagles offense is better than that Charger offense. Better on the offensive line, better at quarterback, and better at weapons. So we agree on the game script. I just wonder if the game script goes that way, can the Chiefs shine in that sort of environment?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.